This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Cincinnati has the eighth highest energy burden for renters and for low-income residents of urban municipalities in the U.S. That's according to a report from the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. That means these residents are paying proportionally more than the average household for energy cost. And now, the city of Cincinnati is committing to reducing the energy burden by 10% by 2023. So let's talk about how. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss, Warm Up Cincy, our City of Cincinnati Office of Environment and Sustainability Climate Advisor, Carla Walker. Hi, Carla.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for having me. Glad you could be with us. We're also joined today by Westwood resident Vanessa Charles, who is enrolled in the Warm Up Cincy program. Vanessa, welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. And we're also joined by the Principal Group LLC Chief Operating Officer, Sherry Whitlock, who has five buildings that are being funded for upgrades. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Our pleasure. And if you're listening and you have questions or comments about this topic, give us a call, 513-419-7100, or email your thoughts or comments or questions to talk at wvxu.org. And, you know, you can also find us on Facebook or Twitter, where we'll be looking for your comments and your tweets there. Carla, let's start with you, because the city of Cincinnati, along with Duke Energy, recognizes this report from the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy in announcing this program that Cincinnati had one of the highest energy burdens of urban municipalities in the U.S. So talk about what city officials like you, what the reaction was when you learned of this, if this was new knowledge.
So let me take you guys back just a bit. And once the report was published in, I believe it was 2016, it was right before the city of Cincinnati started its process to revise its Green Cincinnati plan. And so in the 2018 Green Cincinnati plan, there was the response to kind of look at what we need to do, or how can we reduce our energy burden. And if you know, the Green Cincinnati Plan has 80 different recommendations. Decreasing household energy burden by 10% was one of the 26 goals for the plan. And out of the 80 recommendations that came with that plan, targeting multifamily properties for energy efficiency improvements was one recommendation, as well as improving access to financing for energy efficiency and renewable energy, especially for low-income households, was another one of the recommendations. And so the city did begin to respond to that ranking by putting some framework in place to begin to create programs that would address that particular issue.
So Warm Up Cincy is this energy efficiency program that relies on initiatives to support tenants living at or below 200% of the federal poverty limit and the multifamily buildings where they live. So when we talk about this being a burden, the cost of energy, a burden as described in the announcement, what does that mean? I know that you're targeting people who are living at or below 200% of the federal poverty limit. Can you talk about what it means in numbers or in terms of people when we think of a burden when it comes to paying for energy?
So the definition of energy burden, it's defined as the percentage of household income that families spend on utility bills and energy expenses, right? And for those individuals or for those families who are deemed, and there's a specific calculation that you can make to kind of determine what your energy burden is. For those families where your energy burden is 6% or above, you are energy impoverished, and that is the energy burden that you take on. And to some families, for families that we're targeting, right, we're talking about at or below 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. For a family of four, that looks like a total income of $52,000 or lower, right? So for those families, if you're spending that much more on your energy and utility bills, it re- it reduces the amount of money you have for your rent or your food or for other, especially in this situation we're living in right now with COVID and families having to, you know, rely on the internet so heavily. There are these other living expenses that you don't have any dollars for. And it makes things even much more complicated for those families that are in crisis. And so, you know, your next segment is talking about affordable housing. And this is, you know, another issue that individuals in Cincinnati are dealing with. And it's something that we are really trying to hone in on, this particular segment of Cincinnati's population, because the number of energy efficiency programs and services, when we began this process, they really did, those energy efficiency programs focused on single family homeowners. And so there was a gap in services for those who are in most need of energy efficiency support.
That's Carla Walker from the Office of Environment and Sustainability, where she's a climate advisor for the city of Cincinnati. Let's turn now to Westwood resident Vanessa Charles. She is enrolled in the Warm Up Cincy program. Vanessa, again, thank you for being with us. Can you talk a little bit about your own situation and the way that energy costs are a burden for you?
Yeah, it has been. I mean, you know, you got all the extra money. Actually, where I live at, you know, it had a lot of, I did a lot of winterization. Once the Cincy warm-up had came in and the technician had talked to me and we went over, he did the audit and we went over some of the things that were in my house, you know, the leaks, the towards the windows, the piping, just different stuff and things that I could do to help cut back on that to make the cost on myself and the burden less. And it really worked out for me, you know, and it helped. I mean, I had a my energy bill went down a whole lot just from last year to this year. I ended up getting monetary assistance, and it really helped me on my bill. Actually, it's helping me now. I've learned towards the light bulbs, keeping my thermostat set at a correct temperature, just drafts and different things like that, and it really helped me.
So do you live in an older home, Vanessa?
Yes, in a two-family apartment building.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the audit experience. You talked about how someone came in and went over some of the issues that were probably impacting the cost of your energy bill each month. Talk about what they found.
Well, actually, I had my refrigerator and my stove, for one, was using a lot of energy. It wasn't an energy-efficient appliances. They were really high usage. I had, as far as my... I wouldn't keep my thermostat really set at a certain temperature either. So he went over that with me. My windows, as far as I had a lot of drafts, like I said, that impacted a lot. I did a lot of plastic, putting up windows, wrapping, foaming, insulation. All that made a lot of difference.
So you received an upgraded fridge and freezer as well as light bulbs through this program, right?
Yes, I did.
And you had to...
As well as a mom.
And you had to complete some education.
Yes, I did. And I enjoyed that education. He went well and beyond that. Actually, he offered, just talking to me, just sitting down having a conversation outside of what was going on. I was just sharing some things with him about my furnace here and found out I had leaks in my furnace. You know, after he left, I had Duke Energy come out. I had four gas leaks. So, you know, that it really helped me a lot. So, you know, I'm really grateful.
So you said that your energy bill went down. You don't have to if you don't want to, but could you give us any numbers? How much of a decrease you saw?
Ooh, probably about $40, $50.
And that's a significant amount of money for you.
Yes, it is.
And so now that you have these upgrades and you've got that money not going out your house because of the cold temperatures coming into the house. Talk a little bit about peace of mind. Do you have more of that?
Oh yeah. Peace of mind, more money in my pocket to do other things with too, for other necessities and things that we need. And especially even with the COVID now, and if we hadn't had that, I wouldn't have had that a little extra money, even until like the stimulus came, you know, it was a struggle, but just having that extra and being able to budget and, you know, cutting back like you you know, and winterizing and cutting back. It saved a lot, and it helped me, and it helped me a whole lot.
That's Vanessa Charles of Westwood. We'll come back to you momentarily. Let's turn now to the Principal Group, LLC, Chief Operating Officer, Sherry Whitlock. Sherry, I understand you own a group of buildings that are experiencing some upgrades through this program.
Yes, we do. The Principal Group has a total of 7 properties, which equates to 26 units. And we've got 5 of our buildings that will be benefiting from this program.
So what type of energy situation were your tenants dealing with previously? Do we still have Sherry on the line? I know we are joining our guests today via Zoom, and as many of us know, I know a lot of you listening know that occasionally we do drop in and out of our Zoom calls or forget to unmute ourselves or accidentally mute ourselves. I just want to check one more time before we move on. Sherry Whitlock, are you with us still? And if you are not, but you can hear me, Sherry, you can restart and reconnect with us, and our technical director, Josh Elster, will put you back into the conversation. I'll turn back now to Carla Walker from the City of Cincinnati Office of Environment and Sustainability, where she is a climate advisor. Carla, we heard Vanessa's story. How common a story is that you're hearing? These are folks who, it seems like some relatively simple upgrades, but also some pretty significant ones when you're talking about replacing appliances.
Yes, well, I have to say I love hearing Vanessa's story. It's great to hear the experience that participants are having with the program and to hear that it is successful. we've had about 85 families go through the tenant side of the Warm Up Cincy suite of programs. And I want to say, just to kind of give some better context here, the Warm Up Cincy suite of programs consists of initiatives that deliver a specific set of services to tenants and a separate set of services to building owners. But both sets of initiatives work in concert to align the interest of both parties. And address what's called the split incentive, which is one of the phenomena that plagues creating really successful energy efficiency programs for multifamily buildings. And the split incentive is that the person who would invest in an energy efficiency upgrade is not the person who would literally get the benefit from that, you know, and receive the energy savings. So we've done a tenant program, and then we've done a program for building owners. But the tenant, that is the energy burden targeted audience we're trying to reach, they are centered in this, in both of these programs. I think the tenant program is fabulous, as well as the capital program that we have. And it's great to hear from both Vanessa and from, you know, when Sherry gets back on the line, to hear how this program is working for her and the tenants in her building. We had 10 building upgrade projects that were part of our what we call our small grants program for the capital side of the Warm Up Cincy. And those buildings have a variety of different upgrades, right? There are some that are doing window replacements. There are some that are doing insulation. There are some that are replacing some of the appliances, similar to what you've seen in from Vanessa's story. And so that's really exciting to see. And one of the next steps that we have for the program is to do an assessment of where things are, so we can make sure that we have lessons learned as we expand this program over the next several years. Our funding for this is from Duke Energy Ohio, as you pointed out earlier, but that funding is only for a set amount of time. And so since we've been doing the tenant program for about a year, it'll be a year in February, even through COVID. And we have the first round of grants for these smaller upgrades. We want to just make sure that moving forward, we can, you know, close any gaps that we have in our particular suite of program services.
Last November, the city, along with Duke Energy, launched this warm-up Cincy matching grant program. This energy efficiency program consists of initiatives that support tenants living at or below 200% of the federal poverty limit and the multifamily buildings where they reside. And so far, 10 building upgrade projects have been selected for grant funding. We'll continue this conversation just ahead and later. The city is also seeing a resurgence across many of its neighborhoods with new housing and renovations, and that's good news in a lot of ways. But it presents challenges for longtime residents who are finding themselves priced out of their homes. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our look at the high cost of energy here in the city, and particularly its impact on low-income residents and renters. Here to talk about Warm Up Cincy, our City of Cincinnati Office of Environment and Sustainability Climate Advisor, Carla Walker. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
We also have with us Westwood resident Vanessa Charles, who is part of this program. Vanessa, are you still with us?
Yes.
Great. And I believe now on the phone, we have the Principal Group LLC Chief Operating Officer, Sherry Whitlock. Sherry, are you there?
I am.
Okay, great. Well, we've got you on the phone now. That tends to be more reliable anyway, and we're glad that you could reconnect with us. So let's talk a little bit about your role in this. You had mentioned, I think, before you dropped out, that the Principal Group has 7 buildings with more than 20 different units within those buildings. 5 of them are part of this program. Can you talk a little bit about how your buildings are benefiting from it?
Yes. So through the program with the city, we are able to come through and outfit those buildings with new windows. A lot of our buildings have the older casement windows that, you know, we have been updating slowly but surely. But this program is now allowing us to come through and finish outfitting those 5 buildings.
So is that the main issue for your tenants, is that the windows are not as energy efficient as they and you might prefer?
Correct. It is.
Okay. So as a property owner of the Principal Group, how do you assess these needs? When did you look at this and think, we've got to do something for the benefit of our tenants, and here's this program?
Let me back up. Michael, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, allow me to back up. 4 of our buildings will be outfitted with windows. The 5th one will have updated energy-efficient appliances, refrigerators specifically. But to answer your question, how have we been identifying this problem? Our tenants will share with us, you know, issues that they are experiencing. And when that occurs, or when a window is damaged or fails, then we'll come through and we are upgrading them again, like I said, slowly but surely. But, you know, we do recognize that it has been an issue for our customers.
Okay, and that's not uncommon in older buildings. And I'm wondering how far along in this process you are. Are you doing this unit by unit, or are you taking it all on one building at a time?
We are doing this one building at a time.
And what has the response been from tenants? I imagine they are probably looking forward to that.
Yeah, they are excited about it. Yeah, as we were coming through and getting the measurements for all the windows, we were definitely explaining to them what we are preparing to go through. So, yes, they are excited.
Let's turn back now to Vanessa Charles, who lives in Westwood and benefited from the Warm Up Cincy program through upgraded appliances and better understanding of how to control her energy costs. Vanessa, what's the reaction been from your neighbors? You said you live in a 2-family, and so I'm wondering if people there in the other unit or perhaps along your street who might be facing a situation similar to what you were dealing with. Are they coming to you now to ask questions about how they can benefit from this type of program?
Oh, yes. I've shared the information with my landlord. I've shared it with my neighbors next door, a few of family members, and just different ones. I know they're very excited about it. You tell people, you know, anytime you think about saving money and saving energy, energy is money. So, yes, they're very excited.
And I understand that you are to graduate from this program soon. Is that right?
Yes.
Great. All right. So, Carla Walker, let's finish up with you. What should we expect? You said that this is a funded for a certain period of time. Is there any concern that the program will end after that?
The program is funded for a certain period of time. The way that the city has these dollars from Duke Energy Ohio is through a settlement of a rate case. And so we have, Duke is providing the city starting in 2019 with about $250,000 a year for this particular program, which sounds like a lot of money, but actually it really isn't when you start thinking about upgrades and kind of really making sure that these programs are working. So one of the things we are also getting ready to do is launch another segment of our capital programs. This is going to be called our flagship program for the capital upgrades, and we'll be using some of the successes of that program as well to kind of case study what we're doing and use that to hopefully leverage additional private dollars for energy efficiency upgrades in the region. I would be remiss if I didn't also say that this work with the Warm Up Cincy programs is part of the work that the city is doing as a participant in the Bloomberg Philanthropies American Cities Climate Challenge. And that's one of that's how I am a climate advisor for the city, working on these issues. And so we'll see, you know, we've got a couple of things that we have to do that are on our next items and next actions to take over the next couple of months. But we're really hoping that we put forth an effort here to not only reduce energy burden, but alleviate some of the financial issues for energy that some of our most in need residents are experiencing, but begin to upgrade our building stock, especially for this sector that has not had services provided to it.
My thanks to Carla Walker, Vanessa Charles, and Sherry Whitlock for coming on today to talk about Warm Up Cincy. We've got more details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Thank you, Carla, Vanessa, and Sherry. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.